From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Look out, YouTube. There's a new online video sharing service coming, and it's coming from companies as rich as YouTube's owner, Google. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace is here. And Steve, can you shed a little light on this? Who are these upstarts?
Well, upstarts, hardly, Madeline. It's a joint venture of NBC Universal and the Fox television and movie people at News Corporation, hardly fledgling entrepreneurs. They're going to be making their full TV episodes and movies available at an as-yet-unnamed internet portal. And this is a potent combination, not only because these are two of the most widely watched TV networks, but because their content and maybe more will also go out on a lot of other popular websites.
Such as?
Such as Yahoo, MSN, AOL, MySpace, which is also owned by News Corp. So Google must be feeling a little like today's video is the empire's strike back.
Well, you know, they're pretty big. They're big kids over there at Google and, you know, not poor. Is this a real worry for them?
Well, you know, this whole online video thing is a long way from a mature market, so it's hard to say if any of these players have anything to worry about here. It's a new world.
Well, okay, this market is pretty new, so is it possible that maybe the media companies can all win? There can be multiple video sharing services?
Well, that's certainly one potential outcome. You know, don't forget, these companies have lots of revenue streams anyway. Google sells ads. The TV and movie houses have their networks, their websites, theater distribution, to name a few. So they're building on strengths here.
And what about the public? What do we get out of this?
Well, choice for starters and a chance to see a broader combination of both this new world of consumer-generated video that's symbolized by YouTube and the older world of professionally produced content. So, and both sides will have some of both, of course, on their sites. So can it work for everyone? Sure. But Andrew Frank at the tech watching group Gartner says consumers may find themselves at least initially suffering from choice fatigue.
The real enemy here, I think, is complexity and difficulty in consumers finding what they want. At the end of the day, any deal that gets maximum distribution and maximum revenue for all of the players is a good deal for everyone.
You know, Steve, there's another aspect here that we've covered on this show, and that's the whole business of copyright and compensation problems. A lot of these new competitors are pretty angry at seeing their copyrighted content posted by YouTube for everyone to see.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, we're really getting into the legal thickets now, Madeline. See, the current laws there pretty much came before anyone ever dreamed up the explosion of consumer-generated online video. So I guess we're going to have to leave that one for the politicians to figure out.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, did the Bulls beat the Bears on Wall Street, and does it matter? Business news of the day for the rest of us from American Public Media.